Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who once made a big mistake. Your host, Maceo.
It's a beautiful evening here at Enchanted Hills Camp. The teens are having their pool party and game night. Everybody is having a great time on the first day of the teen session. And I have pulled one of my favorite people aside for yet another Everything EHC interview. Linda Fonseca, welcome back.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be back in your interview tent.
It's quite
inviting, you know, especially on a warm night like this.
It's beautiful.
What a better place to do it.
Yeah, nice. I totally agree with you 100%. I asked you back because I have been coming and going this summer. I haven't been a full-time staff member. And I just wanted a little insight, some Linda Fonseca insight on how this summer has been going for everybody. So how's the kitchen been running? You've been back there with Matt and Maria in the evenings? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How's that going back there?
My God, it's going really good. You know, last night we were done by 7:45. All the dishes are done, floors mopped, bathrooms cleaned, dishes put away. Food, you know, tossed what it needs to be.
Yep.
Everything done by 7:45.
So you're feeling pretty good about the teamwork back there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Matt's running a tight ship. He's doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good. He seems like he's got it going on back there again this year.
Oh, yeah.
A shout out to Matt in the kitchen, the head nighttime cook. I think he's like the head cook overall, right? Does he do the ordering and stuff, too?
Yeah, he does everything.
Okay, well, shout out to Matt for doing a great job.
Otherwise, nobody gets to eat.
That's right. And, you know, a camp with bad food is a bad camp, in my opinion. So we got to have some good grub, right, Linda?
That's right.
So the kitchen's doing all right. How were the other sessions? We did you were here for the adults, and you did your podcast then. But then you go back to work, and we do adults with developmental disabilities, and then we do some family camps, and then we did youth, and now we're in teens. So how has it been so far, you know, with the staff and what's been going on here, the campers? How do you feel like it's been going?
I think it's going great. I think everybody's really talking good with one another. Communication's good. You know, it seemed like we're, you know, like the staff and everybody is really happy to see each other because, you know, the big fire here in October.
Yep, yep.
And we kind of really thankful we have each other, you know.
I would totally agree, yes.
You know, Matt, Chris, Israel, we all getting along really good.
Good, good. That's excellent. You've been in a really good mood lately, too. Are you just feeling good these days, being back at camp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Nice, nice. All right, so then your adult camp experience was good this year? Everybody was happy to be back?
Oh, yeah. Mars and Venus, they're the highlight of my session.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome having your friends come, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's really cool, you know.
How long have you known them? You've known Venus a long time, right?
I've known Venus since she was 7.
Wow.
And that was way back in October of 66.
Okay. That's pretty crazy.
And I've known her husband since 72.
Okay. So many, many years.
Yeah, many, many, many. Many, many years and many, many moons.
Did you pop any balloons at the archery range?
The adult session,
yeah.
I popped one every day, and there was one day I popped 2 at one time.
Oh, my goodness, Linda. Are you becoming an archery pro?
I wouldn't say pro, but...
How about Enchanted Hills Camp Archery Pro?
That's more like it.
Can we go with that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. We're good. We're figuring it out. So did you get to stay in the lodge this summer? Is that where you're staying?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that different for you this year than last year?
Well, the trailer was staying in, was falling apart, so.
Did they have it removed?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. So your trailer's not there, and you mentioned before that you're hoping for some staff housing soon, right?
Yeah, it'll be a couple of years, but hey, Lodge is good for now.
Okay, good, good. I feel like you've expressed that you've had a pretty good summer so far.
Yeah, I think so too.
Nice.
I'm really impressed with these teens. You know, they're really independent. They know what they want to do, and they do it. And even after meals, they seem more mellow. They seem not like past years where they were screaming their heads off after meals.
Yes.
They're really good this year.
Some maturity, maybe.
Yeah, I think
happening.
So too.
Yeah. This is a big group. There's approximately 60 teens here, which is the biggest group so far.
64, they told me.
Oh, okay, 64. You would know. You're in the kitchen cooking for all of us. And then how many staff members do you think? 30?
I don't know about that.
Tonight
it was 112.
112
for
dinner?
Because we had Hawaiian people visit, and then we had, I don't know, some couple going to stay here tonight. So we really had to bump it up and bump out a lot of food tonight.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that you guys are able to do that. As another side note, I talked to Matt last summer about the cooking in the kitchen at the end of last summer. And again, you guys are working in the kitchen at night with three visually impaired people, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And great food. Working well together, unbelievable. We should make a movie about it.
Yeah. And then when it comes out, then I want to be the star. I want to be the star actress.
Okay.
The lead actress.
The lead
so I can
actress.
Wear my crown again and celebrate for the unveiling of the movie, like we did the 50-year one.
That's totally possible. You know, I might have some more free time in the next couple of years. I might come up and just do some videography projects instead of and trying to capture some stuff instead of trying to engage so much. I've had lots of ideas. It's just a matter of following through with them, right, Linda?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's hard to make at time up here.
At least you didn't forget me tonight.
I did not forget Linda.
Because otherwise I'd shake the finger.
You can see the finger shaking on the video for Fonseca.
That's right. That's a good short piece.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's fun when I look back at it. How fun.
So it's beautiful. It's just now getting dark, and the lights from the dining hall are reflecting off the water. The sky is really light. You're enjoying this, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Anything else? That was pretty good rundown of the summer. You said some really nice things about the staff and what's going on.
Yeah.
How much do you get to stay up here year-round now?
I don't know yet because...
You don't know?
Hopefully we start getting rental groups, you know, we get retreat groups.
Yep.
That'd be great.
That way
I don't get too rustic in the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I'm starting to get my timing down, you know, like I observed, you know, like Brian and his wife, Julie, you know, the one that has Chris.
Yes.
And John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, was she can whack out those dishes like I do.
Wow. Julie? You talking about Julie? Chris's
mom?
You
know, Chris's mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She can, wow.
Fast dishwasher?
Yeah, a little faster than me.
Taking some lessons? You're figuring it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have lots of volunteers, which Linda's talking about. Chris Lawyer, who works up here, he's so awesome, so helpful, and his mother and father have camp history here. And they have Chris's brother, who's Johnny, who helps out. Shout out to those volunteers helping in the kitchen. They help out so much with a lot of things, not just the kitchen, but a lot of things around at camp. It's a good opportunity to give shout outs to our friends, huh?
That's right.
Okay. So that's Linda Fonseca so far. We're going to try to do another one before the summer is all over and get her take on the complete summer. But we're just checking in with her now. What do you think, Linda? Everything good? Any pearls of wisdom?
Yes. I have pearl of wisdom for everybody.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, y'all, teens. Hope y'all having fun in the pool party tonight.
That's it.
Don't do anything crazy.
They are teens. They've been known to do some crazy things.
Do I know that? I remember that when I try to think of those things.
Do you remember
but
coming here as a teen? Were you a crazy teen?
Almost.
Almost?
Okay. Almost.
Almost, okay.
Yeah.
Are they eating their salads? Are they eating their salads, the teens?
Yeah, surprisingly. I mean, I make a big thing of salad, and I put out the the bowls of the salad sides, and every night we didn't have to do much scraping into the compost.
Nice.
They've eaten, you know, it's being consumed properly and digested properly, and then down into the, you know, wherever.
That's right. Linda, you
it's
got
taken
it.
A long way around, so there's a shortcut.
That's it. That's it. I like your theory and thought process on that for sure. Teens, good job eating your salads. We're happy.
Yeah.
Happy. All right, Linda. I love you. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So hugs.
That's right.
Audio
hugs.
Audio description. Hugs. We're hugging.
Yes, right.
And we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, okay? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're listening to Everything EHC with my buddy Linda Fonseca here again, our most podcasted, our most mediated person here at camp so far since I've been here, a celebrity in my mind.
That's right.
And
I
also
love to be that.
Also,
with
my
royalty.
My really good royalty friend.
Right. I can wear my tiara at the end of the summer, and I can be, you know, like they can make a float for me. Say,
yeah,
the
we'll
end
do
of summer float.
Party time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been listening to Everything EHC with your buddy Maceo and Linda Fonseca. Thank you for listening. There's a whole bunch of more happening tomorrow. So keep checking back here at Maceo.net. Everything EHC over and out. Thanks, Linda.